The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, December 2nd.
Yeah, well, they're doing a good job. I mean, it's kind of the same stuff they've been doing. They've got most of their guys back. They're playing at a high level. The games that they have lost, they lost just by a few points, with the exception of the Browns. It's very, very similar. Good, solid football. Both sides of the ball and special teams.
As fans in Kansas City are well aware, the Chiefs fell twice to this Joe Burrow-led Cincinnati Bengals team last season. Once in Week 17 at Cincinnati, and then the AFC Championship game, in which they got out to a big lead, only to fall in the second half. It's safe to say that this game is one the Chiefs have had marked on their calendar this season. The Bengals, they're playing well right now. They're winners of three in a row and hoping to keep the streak alive as they make a play for the AFC North division title. The Chiefs sit atop the AFC and hope to make a statement against a team that had their number last season. Cincinnati's been winning without star wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, who appears set to make his return to action for the first time since Week 7 this week against the Chiefs. They also hope to have running back Joe Mixon back after missing last week's contest with a concussion. Kansas City's injury report is long this week with 14 players getting designations, but the ones we're worried about are running back Jerick McKinnon and wide receiver Kadarius Toney, who have both missed practice this week. Left guard Joe Tooney's been a full participant in practice after missing last week with an ankle injury. We'll have a full injury report for you later today at arrowheadpride.com.
Yeah, you know, and they played the first half too, so a little bit, you know, but they did a good job with it. I mean, that's what they did. They dropped eight and played man coverage and a thief player rolling around in there, and they executed well, better than how we did. We didn't do very well with them, so they got us. We've worked on it. I'm sure they've worked on new things, and we'll see how it goes.
The Bengals' second-half strategy against the Chiefs in the AFC title game is well-documented by this point. They dropped eight players into coverage, forcing Patrick Mahomes to make contested throws, and things didn't exactly go well for the Chiefs as Cincy was able to slow down the offense and advance to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is 0-2 against Joe Burrow, and as Andy Reid just mentioned, the Chiefs spent a lot of time on dealing with the Bengals' approach. We expect to see the best version of the Chiefs' offense on Sunday. We'll see what the Bengals bring to the table this time to try and slow down Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, thank you. It's cool, obviously. It's awesome to bring in a son, to add to my family, and everything went great, and everything went smooth, and Brittany's a champ, so it's been really cool.
Patrick Mahomes has had quite a busy week, to say the least, while preparing for the biggest game remaining on the Chiefs' regular season schedule. He also welcomed a new member to the family, Patrick Bronze LaVon Mahomes III. He was born on November 28th, so congratulations are in order for Patrick and Brittany Mahomes as they welcome a new member to the family.
Yeah, I mean, just whenever stuff's not going the perfect way, the way that we want it to go, just getting back to your fundamentals. I think that's what I kind of look back when, especially when I watched the tape this week, is I was really good in the first half of my fundamentals, and as the game kind of got, we weren't having success as an offense, my fundamentals got worse and worse. And so just whenever you get in those situations, just trying to get back to that, getting back to your fundamentals and trusting in the game plan that coach is going to put us in the right position to succeed.
A common theme from this week's Chiefs media was execution. As everybody remembers what happened last year, things started to go downhill just before the half as the Chiefs failed their fourth and goal attempt. trying to get the ball to Tyreek Hill. The Bengals read the play, and things fell apart for the Chiefs from there. All week long, every member of the Chiefs team has preached execution, finding a way to stay within the play calls offensively when the Bengals defense is giving them problems. We'll find out on Sunday what happens in this well-anticipated rematch.
Yeah, I mean, I have a ton of respect for Joe. I mean, he's a great, great football player, but he's a competitor. Like you said, I mean, those are the guys that win in this league, or guys that compete. I hate to compare to Brady and Manning because they won so much and put up so many stats, and I feel like that's something that you do at the end of your career when they look back and see all the success that you have. But I know it's just like a lot of these guys. I know I'm going to play this guy for a long time. He's a great competitor, so he's going to be a great football team for a long time, and we're going to have games like this. And so I just try to go out there and win the week, and I know he does the same, and we see what happens at the end of the week, and you move on to the next.
This game is definitely getting a lot of attention nationally, and now the players have taken to social media to take jabs at each other. Justin Reed made some comments about expecting to lock down the Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase, of course, responded, and then there's the Brady-Manning comp for Burrow and Mahomes from Tyler Boyd. All of this plays into the hype and the importance of this game for both teams. If Kansas City loses in Cincinnati on Sunday, the season will be far from over. The Chiefs will still have a strong chance of going on a run to end the season and try to secure the lone AFC playoff bye. But it's apparent this game is about more than just the playoff picture for the Chiefs. It's about making a statement to the rest of the NFL that they are still the top dog of the league.
I mean, it was the driving force for this offseason. You know, you always can look back and push yourself to do something better, and it was definitely a driving force. A lot of plays I left on the field that I think could have sealed the game and put us in a better position to win. But right now our focus is on, you know, this year, winning this game, putting ourselves in a position to where we can go out and compete.
Another aspect that came away from the AFC title game was the struggling Chiefs defense. Chris Jones, he's in the middle of the most dominant season maybe he's ever had. And he said that he has still been thinking about the AFC title game. The Bengals had one of the worst offensive lines in the league, and despite that, the Chiefs struggled to get Burrow off the field with sacks. The Chiefs only managed one sack the entire game. It's clearly left a lasting impression on this defense. The Chiefs currently sit at fifth in the NFL in total sacks with 35 on the year, and they'll get a chance on Sunday to make a statement against Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
The first day that I met Coach Reed was at the facility. We had like the meetings, like the top 30 visits. So I was in there for like 5 hours. He's just going drilled. Through plays, going through plays. And I'm going to give you all the inside scoop. Matt Nagy, who was the offensive coordinator then, he really liked me. So he gave me the plays they were going to go over the night before. So Coach Reed's finding out here live on New Heights Podcast.
Oh my gosh. Matt Nagy! How could you?
Let's go!
And yeah, so of course I crushed the meeting. I stayed up all night studying those plays.
It's like, man, this kid is locked in. We got ourselves a winner here.
As the process went on, I got a feeling that I was kind of going up in the draft. I had a couple of teams that said they were going to draft me, and I mean, that's true. Like, it's not like these coaches are making that up. I talked to them during the draft process, and they were like, hey, if you're there, we're gonna take you. I kind of gave a little inside info to the Chiefs, and was like, hey, if y'all let me go anywhere below, at the time, I didn't know about the Saints, but I was like, if y'all let me go 12 or below, I'm going to get drafted by someone else.
You drafted yourself?
So I gave the Chiefs a little bit of info on that, because I wanted to be here.
We couldn't get out of here today without acknowledging Patrick Mahomes and his appearance on the Travis and Jason Kelce podcast called New Heights. Mahomes made his much-anticipated appearance this week and gave us that little nugget on how he helped convince the Kansas City Chiefs to move up and draft him. Apparently, we can all thank Matt Nagy for giving Mahomes the cheat sheet and impressing head coach Andy Reid enough that the Chiefs went all in on moving up to draft him 10th overall. Seems like we in Kansas City owe Matt Nagy a beer. So if you see him out, make sure you serve him up. As for us, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive on Red Friday, December 2nd. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's Show and DK on the Chiefs with our full preview of Sunday's matchup against the Bengals. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Monday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.